Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Temptation. So let me tell you the true story of my first Valentine's Day date with Colin, my husband. It's a story that actually starts two summers before we first met. I was in South Africa studying resistance, resilience, and reconciliation. I lost my passport, my wallet, and my paper plane tickets back when those were a thing on the very first day. They were in my money belt, which I had taken off and then stuffed into my jacket, and then it had fallen out somewhere between the Nando's roadside restaurant and the bus I was riding from Johannesburg to Durban on the Indian Ocean. This was not the best way to start an 11-week solo trip at the age of 22 after my first year in seminary. That chapter of the book of my life is called Hubris, or How I Learned What Not to Do on a Global Trip. It was a wilderness journey for me, one without the comforts of home or the resources of my family, one in which I struggled. Three things saved me on that trip. I mean, apart from U.S. consular services and American Express Traveler's Check customer service line, it was a rock and roll album called Heartbreaker. It was the small catechism, truly, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, and a novel, John Steinbeck's book, East of Eden. Anybody read that before? It's a great book. A copy of which I found in a hostel in Cape Town on the Atlantic Ocean. It was one of those give and take a book thing. I took a book and I didn't give a book, and I still have that book. It is sitting still on my desk as we speak. This book is a memento for me, a reminder that when I had nothing else to hold on to, that God was holding on to me. South Africa was a place where faith was like fresh air needed for survival. And that book was my companion. It reminded me that I wasn't alone. It gave me something to do. It gave me something to look forward to, a story to shoulder the burden of my worry and fear. So East of Eden, for those who haven't read it, is a book that recounts the story of Cain and Abel from the fourth book of Genesis to Steinbeck's modern Salinas, California. In the original, Abel's offering is accepted and Cain's is rejected. And out of that rejection is born resentment, and out of that resentment, struggle and temptation, and out of that struggle and temptation, murder. East of Eden is a reference to that biblical garden, east where Cain and Abel resided for a time. And it tells the story of Cal and Aaron, sons of Adam, who raised them into manhood. One of the boys, Aaron, thrives, nurtured by the love of those around him. And the other, Cal, grows up in loneliness, enveloped by a mysterious darkness. And more than the characters, more than the story, there is an idea, a word, a calling that arises out from the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis and weaves itself warp and woof through East of Eden. It's a Hebrew word, one that John Steinbeck carved in wood and put his manuscript into as the cover for his manuscript box. The word is timshel, thou mayest, you must, master it. As in, temptation's urge is for you, yet you can rule over it. As in, you will struggle, you will be tempted, and you are not powerless. Timshel. It's a central idea in the heart of temptation, because temptation is right here, and it is there, and it is everywhere. You will feel it. You have felt it. There is no question about it. The only question is, what will you do with it? It's an age-old question, one that is asked to Jesus in our story today. We meet Jesus in the wilderness, a place without resource, a place without comfort, where the heat scorches by day and the cold bites at the night. It's a parched place, a lonely place. But Jesus is not alone. He is worse than alone. He is kept company by the devil, the accuser, the tempter, the one who in Jewish thought tests the righteous. "You're looking hungry," the devil says. "Why not turn this stone into bread? It's easy. Or if you're the Son of God, why not make it easy on yourself and rule through my power? Everyone will bow down to you if you bow down to me. Or then, if you are the Son of God, dazzle us with your power to control God. Throw yourself off the temple and the angels will catch you." Jesus is tempted, just as we are. After all, to be human is to be tempted. And Jesus was fully human. And that's a powerful statement. In Jesus, God knows what our life is like. In Jesus, God knows what we struggle with. In Jesus, God is with us. Jesus is fully human, but also fully divine, fully God, so that in Jesus we live in a trust that God is not only with us, but also for us. That Jesus not only relates to us, but can also do something for us. Fully human and fully God for us, for you. Tim Shell. We will face temptation, but we are not left alone to it. And we are given something that the temptation or the devil or any other power does not have. A God who fights on our side. Jesus counters temptation by pointing to God, by remembering his story. Jesus said, "We don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And the Lord your God you shall fear, him you shall serve, and by his name alone you shall swear." And finally, do not put the Lord to the test. Jesus remembers words of faith, his faith, as found in the book of Deuteronomy. Jesus remembered his story. Our stories matter. So every day in South Africa, as I read East of Eden, as I studied, I was invited into the human story of resistance and resilience and reconciliation. And so at the end of East of Eden, at the end of that story, we find Adam at the end of his life when his son Cal came to him. And unlike Cain, Cal didn't have a direct result. He didn't directly kill his brother, but he carried the weight of his guilt at his brother's death. In his anger, his pain at feeling rejected, Cal urged Aaron to be a soldier, and Aaron died in battle. Cal gave in to his temptation. He gave up. And he exiled himself from grace and the idea of being forgiven. And it was their family friend who said this, "Can you think that whatever made us would stop trying? Can you think that whatever made us would stop trying?" And so this friend begged Adam to bless his son, to free him from the burden of guilt. And that the last paragraph goes like this: "Adam looked up with sick weariness. His lips parted and failed and tried again. Then his lungs filled. He expelled the air and his lips combed the rushing sigh. His whispered words seemed to hang in the air. Tim Shell, keep living, keep struggling, keep fighting. His eyes closed and he slept." It was the word, that word, Tim Shell. Contend with the temptation that surrounds you. It does not own you. So on that Valentine's Day, almost 19 years ago now, I inscribed in Hebrew the word Tim Shell on a new copy of East of Eden for my now husband, Colin. He dropped me off at 9 o'clock because he had to do some reading for his Kierkegaard seminar the next day, and he gave me a jar of trail mix. Thought it was going to be a juicy story, but oh nuts. Tim Shell, we will all of us face temptation. It's part of our life. We will face it, but we do not belong to it. It cannot save us, and it cannot give us life. Push back against it with all that you have. Remember your story. And when you fall short, remember this story too, that none of us are given up to temptation, that we are not alone in it, that God has chosen to come to you in grace and mercy, that God is not done ever with you. Temptation cannot save us, and it cannot give us life. Only God can do that, and only God does that. So every night in South Africa, I remembered that I have a God, the Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I recited the Creed and its meanings. I prayed the Lord's Prayer, things we can all do on our own and together, to remember who we are and whose we are. We do this each week in confirmation, and I want to do it here together with you today to give you something to take home with you. I'll show you, and then we'll do it together so that in whatever we are facing, whatever we are struggling with, we can remember that we are a child of God. We remember that we are loved, and we remember reaching out to one another that we are not alone. Try it with me now. Remember that you are a child of God. Remember that you are loved, and remember that you are not alone, ever. Amen.